Our story today is called 1,000 Marvels. The older I get, the more I enjoy Saturday mornings. Perhaps it's the quiet solitude that comes with being the first to rise, or maybe it's the unbounded joy of not having to be at work. Either way, the first few hours of a Saturday morning are the most enjoyable. A few weeks ago, I was shuffling toward the kitchen with a steaming cup of coffee in one hand and the morning paper in the other. What began as a typical Saturday morning turned into one of those lessons that life seems to hand you from time to time. Let me tell you about it. I turned the volume on my radio up in order to listen to a Saturday morning talk show. Heard an older chap with a golden voice, the kind that sounded like he should be in broadcasting himself. He was talking about 1,000 marbles to someone named Tom. I was intrigued and sat down to listen to what he had to say. "Well, Tom, I'm sure it sounds like you're busy with your job. I'm sure they pay you well, but it's a shame you have to be away from your home and family so much. Hard to believe a young fellow should have to work 60 or 70 hours a week to make ends meet. Too bad you missed your daughter's dance recital." Then he continued, "Let me tell you something, Tom, that helped me keep a good perspective on my own priorities." And that's when he began to explain his theory of 1,000 marbles. You see, I sat down one day and did a little math. The average person lives about 75 years. I know some live more and some less, but on average, folks live about 75 years. So then I multiplied 75 times 52. I came up with 3,900, which is the number of Saturdays the average person has in their entire lifetime. Now stick with me, Tom. I'm getting to the important part. It took me till I was 55 to think about all this in any detail. And by that time, he went on, I'd lived through over 2,800 Saturdays. I got to thinking if I lived to be 75, I only had about 1,000 of them left to enjoy. So I went to a toy store and I bought every single marble they had. I ended up having to visit 3 toy stores to round up 1,000 marbles. I took them home and put them inside of a large, clear plastic container right here in my workshop next to the radio. Every Saturday since then, I've taken a marble out and thrown it away. I found that by watching the marbles diminish, I focus more on the really important things in life. There's nothing like watching your time here on this earth run out to help you get your priorities straight. Now let me tell you one last thing before I sign off and take my lovely wife out for breakfast. This morning, I took out the very last marble. I figure if I make it till next Saturday, God's blessed me with a little extra time to be with my loved ones. It was nice to talk with you, Tom. I hope you get to spend more time with your loved ones, and I hope to meet you again someday. Have a good morning. You could have heard a pin drop when he finished. Even the show's moderator didn't have anything to say for a few moments. I guess he gave us all a lot to think about. Now, I'd planned to do some work that morning, then go to the gym instead. I went upstairs and woke my wife up with a kiss. "Come on, honey, I'm taking you and the kids to breakfast." "What brought this on?" she asked with a smile. "Oh, nothing special," I said. "It's just been a long time since we spent a Saturday together with the kids. And hey, can we stop at a toy store while we're out? I need to buy some marbles." Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.